Lord Justice Leveson is a man with a mission and a fear he may not achieve it. "Who guards the guardians?" was the pithy phrase he used to sum up his far-from-pithy endeavour. By next September, he has to decide how the press should be controlled. Does he simply beef up the status quo, self-regulation through the Press Complaints Commission, or go for something tougher? He's determined, possibly even desperate, to deliver change.
"I want this inquiry to mean something. I am, and I repeat, very concerned that it should not simply form a footnote in some professor of journalism's analysis of the history of the 21st century while it gathers dust."
As the senior judge worries about his place in the history of the British media, police officers continue their criminal investigation into phone hacking at the News of the World. After years of denials, there have been months of apologies from the tabloid's publisher, News International. Its barrister, Rodri Davies QC, told the inquiry the illegal interception of voicemails was wrong, shameful, and should never have happened.
"We accept that phone hacking at the News of the World was not the work of a single rogue reporter. We accept that there was no public interest justification for it, and we further accept that it was not the subject of a proper and thorough investigation until the Metropolitan Police began Operation Wheating in January this year."
The outlawed practice was described by Robert JQC, counsel to the inquiry, as a thriving cottage industry. The police believe that even after two people went to jail in 2007, hacking carried on at the paper. Strikingly, Mr. Davies for News International didn't contest this suggestion.
"I am not going to give any guarantees that there was no phone hacking by or for the News of the World after 2007. If phone hacking continued after that, it was not, as it appears, what Mr. Jay described as the thriving cottage industry."
The demise of what was called an iconic print title gave birth to this inquiry. Its task is to examine the practices, culture and ethics of the press. To do so, it'll have to shine a light into the stables of all papers, not just the deserted one belonging to an out-of-print publication. Those who argue they are the victims of the way the press operates want all of the tabloids in the dock. Their barrister, David Sherborne, acted as judge and jury and found these newspapers guilty of many wrongdoings.
"Illegally accessing people's private voicemails, bribing employees into divulging personal information, blagging sensitive details through deception and trickery, the blatant intrusion into the grief of victims of crime, the hounding of various well-known people purely because this sells newspapers."
In a searing, necessarily one-sided analysis of much of the newspaper industry, Mr. Sherborne gave example after example of what he called a tawdry journalistic trade. He described the treatment of the parents of the missing child, Madeleine McCann, as a national scandal. The private diary of her mother, Kate, which had been seized by Portuguese police, ended up on the front page of the News of the World.
"On what basis did they think they could justify such a staggering intrusion into the McCanns' privacy? The publication of this material under the headline, Kate's Diary in Her Own Words, with a picture on the front page suggesting she had provided this herself, left her feeling mentally raped," her husband says.
The McCanns and 20 others will give evidence starting next week. It'll be personal testimony about painful episodes in their past, which could prove damaging for the popular press in the future.